Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And it's nice to be with you all heading towards kickoff. The Panthers taking on the Rabbitohs. ANZ Stadium tonight at 10 to 8. You will hear it on Triple M. One side already awaits in that grand final to see who their opponent will be. It is the Melbourne Storm after an absolutely brilliant performance last night. 30 points to 10 winners. And a performance, well, a man who's been performing brilliantly for years now just gets better and better, not just in attack, but also in defence. I'm, of course, talking about Josh Addo-Carr joins us right now. Congratulations, mate.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Must have been a lovely feeling in that dressing room knowing that once again you were heading to the big dance.
Yeah, it was. We prepared really well during the week and it was good to go out there and stick to our game plan and come away successful.
Hey, Fox, it looked like you guys really benefited from having the week off last week. You enjoy that?
Yeah, definitely, man. We thought it was a good week to relax. And also prepare and get those extra recovery days in, and it is pleasing to have that week off. So,
hey Fox, if there was a pot of gold at one end of the field and you and Pappenhausen at the other, who gets there first? I just know you, Corey boys. I play with the black cat, Ricky Walford. He only runs as fast as he's got a Rick. Rick can run as fast out. Same with Chock. So, who gets it? If there's something on the line, who gets it?
Keeping it humble, bro. I'll go with Pabs.
So you're saying yourself.
He might get it, but can he keep it?
What about your good mate Munster? He's good on the field, but saw some stuff on social media. Not so great at table tennis. Tell us about that little championship you guys held on the sunny coast.
Yeah, we do a camp in the pre-season down at Geelong in Melbourne. And we have these ping pong tournaments and all these other games. Sorry, and we've had another tournament, and Munster and Nico were the final opponents in that tournament. Nico come away with the win. We made it really special and made a trophy in that. And Nico's hands on there and stuff, and yeah, Munster. He's been number one for the last couple of years, and he's all stuck with it.
Josh, we saw some great pictures at the end of the game last night, well, just before the end, when Cam Smith did a little lap of Suncorp Stadium, then was carried off. You can tell us, obviously, we won't tell anybody else. Has he told anybody whether the grand final will be his last game?
No, he hasn't told anyone, and no one really has that. In their head, I suppose. I won't be surprised if he does play on for another 2 years. But it was bellyache and Frank Panisi's idea to, obviously take a photo with the Melbourne crowd and carry him off just in case it was his last game in Queensland. Like he said in his press conference, that it was all bellyache's idea, and we just don't know really.
Hey Foxy, what about the development of that man inside you, Justin Olam? What about the season he's had?
Yeah, it's me and Jazzy come down the back end of 2016. He's super proud of where he's from. He really does play for his people. We have a really good culture down here, and we represent everyone's culture. And mate, just to see Jazzy thrive through the NRL, it's so special to be a part of. He is a huge talent to our side, and it's just we call him the human brick.
Hey, Fox, you don't need to tell us why.
People, we call him fear as well.
Hey Fox, as a young bloke, you found yourself on I suppose the wrong side of the law once or twice, and then you've become a great role model and successful at sport. How important is that for the Koori community, mate?
You hang around the wrong people, and you make wrong decisions, but I suppose if that stuff didn't happen, it wouldn't have shaped me into the man I am today. And I just want to try to set a good example for Indigenous kids, but also non-Indigenous kids as well. So, you can head down the wrong path, but you can also change your attitude and head down the right track. So, I do really enjoy inspiring kids.
Now, when COVID struck Foxy and I lost a fair few jobs in one day, I think I lost four jobs in a day, I did a bit of work with one of your crew, John, out at, John, your cousin John, or brother, is it? I call him the Fox.
I've got a thousand cousins
there, John. Yeah. Well, he's certainly one of your crew, and he's just texted me and told me to let you know that Chris, John, me, Chris and the boys are all listening.
Well, shout out to the boys.
So give him a shout out, will you, Foxy?
Hey,
I'll give a shout out to my uncle Robbie Addo too.
Hey, what about just Brownie talking about how much of a role model you are? Who are your role models or your heroes growing up? Whether that have been on the footy field or off it as well.
Definitely, big one was my grandfather Wally Carr, who recently passed away. He was definitely one, but always loved watching Matty Bowen, Benji Marshall, Greens, Jonathan First, and all those fellas. NRL. I was a Tigers supporter, and I used to love Brett Hodgson too. So, yeah, love those fellas.
It must be nice. We mentioned Ryan Pappenhausen before, but, I mean, the combination you guys have formed, it must be nice to know that when you get in the clear, there's going to be someone that can keep up with you to pass to back on the inside.
Yeah, definitely. Pax is probably the fittest at our club. I think he's, 80 kilos in the wet. And, he moves around really well. He's really tough, and he's a pleasure to play alongside him. I know that he's going to be cruising down the middle every time, I see open space.
What about Brandon Smith, the cheese, the block of cheese? He went off last night. He didn't look like he was 100%. Have they got any... do you know what's actually happened to him? There was something wrong with his eye socket or his cheekbone?
A couple of weeks ago, I think he broke his jaw, and they were just checking up. He had cancer, and everything was sweet, so they were just double checking to see if everything was still intact. But he's a pleasure to play alongside too.
Yeah, that news has just come through officially. Actually, that he has been cleared of a broken jaw, so that is terrific news for you. Next, where will the team? Will you all gather together tonight to watch? Who are you going to be facing next week?
Oh, definitely. We'll definitely get together tonight. We had just a little meeting in regards to the week, and we thought it'd be a good idea to get together and watch the game against who was it? Panthers and South. So, yeah, it'll be exciting.
Okay, you've got to give an honest answer. Do you think you can change a tyre better than your coach, Craig Bellamy?
Oh, 100%. I was cracking up when I was saying that.
Hey, Foxy, for the punters, mate, should they be having something on the Fox anytime try scorer in the GF? Hey?
I'm not too sure, but I'll keep it humble.
That's a yes. For all the punters out there, back the Fox anytime.
Hey, Fox, we've heard all the stories about how intense the Storm train and how their off seasons are. How confronting was it for you when you left the Sydney club and went down there and became part of their system for the first time?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. As soon as I went down there, Craig pulled me into his office, and I had a bit of carry on when I was at the Tigers when I was scoring a bit of tries. But he pulled me aside and said, "Mate, we're not about this. You can't be doing that after you score tries, this and that." And really accept it. And I've always been a good person, I suppose. But it is what it is. And I'm really enjoying it down here. I absolutely love the boys, love the club. I see these fellas as my second family. I'm just close with everyone, and it's a pleasure to be a part of.
And in terms of that, the decision about where you were going to be, are you putting all that aside and get through next week first?
Yeah, definitely putting everything aside, just really focusing on what I've got to do for the team, moving forward to this grand final. So I'm just trying to prepare the very best I can, and trying to prepare the best for my team.
Well, mate, continue to entertain the crowds, because that's what you have been doing for years now. It's great to watch.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Good luck next week, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. There he is. Great. Josh Adokar joining us.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.